This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. When I say peace, what do you think of? Many of us are tired of war and civil unrest around us. Street protests happen in many parts of our world. So, in thinking about peace, there is peace of mind. There are plans to make peace, to sleep peacefully, peace as opposed to war, etc. For my purpose on the broadcast today, I mean to have peace with God. Because until you have that, all other types of peace are incidental and short-lived. I will show you how to have that real, true peace with God that is lasting. In fact, it is eternal. First, a brief word with my Heavenly Father. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material at GodQuestions.org. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at www.visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Before we can understand what it means to have peace with God, we must recognize that human beings in our natural state are enemies of God. Because we inherited a sin nature from our first parents, Adam and Eve, we are born with the nature to please ourselves and be our own gods. That rebellious nature sets us at odds with our perfect Creator. His just nature cannot overlook our sin. Justice demands punishment. We cannot create peace with God because our best efforts on our best day are nothing but filthy rags compared to His holiness. See Isaiah 64:6. So, in our sinful state, we cannot be reconciled. We cannot have peace with God, no matter how hard we try. God took the initiative in pursuing peace by sending His Son, Jesus, to earth. Jesus lived a perfect life. His crucifixion paid for the sins of all who would trust in Him, and His resurrection guarantees our justification before God. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6, and He is the one who gives us peace with God. That is why the message of salvation in Christ is called the Gospel of Peace. When the angels spoke to the shepherds on that first Christmas by saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased," in Luke 2:14, the question is, with whom is God pleased? The pleasure and peace of God rests upon those who receive the Son of God by faith. Since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5:1. Peace with God means that our great sin debt has been paid, and God sees us now as righteous. Colossians 2:13 and 14 tells us this, "You were dead because of your sins, and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for He forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross." Romans 3:22 says, "We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are." When we truly confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we are no longer enemies, but beloved children, 1 John 3:2. His holy nature can have fellowship with us because He sees us now in Christ. Peace with God means our consciences are cleared. The overwhelming weight of guilt that plagued us all is gone, placed on Jesus when He was on the cross, dying to pay the sin penalty for everyone who would ever believe in him as the true Lord and Savior. The shame that we rightly felt for the wicked deeds we have done was carried by Jesus. God the Father adopts us as his own children and invites us to come boldly before the throne of grace to commune with him and ask for what we need, Hebrews 4:16. For the Christian, maintaining a sense of peace with God means keeping our ongoing sins and failures confessed, 1 John 1:9. We do not have to keep confessing in order to establish peace with God. Jesus did that at the cross when we believed. Truly born-again people live in ongoing attitudes of repentance so that no sin will take root to defile them again. Unconfessed sin mars the joyful fellowship between a child of God and his Father. Human beings were created to live in peace with God. Sin destroyed that peace and still destroys it for everyone who refuses the offer of salvation through Jesus. However, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord believes in his heart that Jesus is the only way to God and is willing to surrender to him as Savior and Lord can have peace with God. Once you have admitted your desperate need of Jesus as Savior and have by faith accepted him into your heart and life, Philippians 4, 6 and 7 then gives us information about the peace of God. Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience the peace of God, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Most of Paul's letters began with the words, "Grace and peace to you, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Peace is a state of tranquility or quietness of spirit that goes beyond what happens to us. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." When we allow the death and resurrection of Jesus to purchase our forgiveness from God, we are viewed as righteous, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Our sins are forgiven because Jesus already paid the price for them. Only then can we have peace with God. The initial peace that comes from having our consciences wiped clean grows as we get to know God better. Hebrews 10:22 says, "Let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him, for our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with the blood of Christ to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water." 2 Peter 1:2 says, "May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord." Trust means we have set our hearts to believe God, whatever may happen. When we insist on being in control, we sabotage the desire of God to let us live in peace. When we choose to worry rather than have faith, we cannot live in peace. Jesus warned us often about fear and worry. Worry is the enemy of peace. God invites us to cast our cares upon him and then let go of them. 1 Peter 5:7 tells us, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you." Living in peace can be compared to the petals of a flower unfolding in the morning sunlight. The petals of peace in our lives unfold as we learn more about God. We discover that his character is always faithful. We experience his continual goodness. We read more of his promises. We learn to bask in his overwhelming love for us. Romans 8:38 and 39 explains the love of God for Christian believers like this: "I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from the love of God, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from the love of God. no power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. But if you are not a true, honest, sincere believer in Jesus Christ, you do not have this special kind of peace that comes from God. You have to be related to God to get this, and that relationship comes by confessing Jesus as Lord and Savior and by intentionally repenting of your desire to live your own way without God. Jesus himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." That is found in John 14:6. Then in Acts 4:12 we read, "There is salvation in no one else but Jesus. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved." The Apostle John in his Gospel narrative said this as he wrote, "That you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." In Romans chapter 10 we find these simple yet profound instructions. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ World so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at www.visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. Search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. For those who have received Christ by faith, these verses in Romans 5, 1 and 2 would apply to you too. Therefore, since we have been made right in the eyes of God by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing in the glory of God.